share with you from the Gospel according to St. Luke, out of the 7th chapter. I read verses 11 through 15 for your consideration. The 7th chapter of Luke, beginning at verse 11, the Bible reads, "And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain. Many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother. And she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. And he came and touched the brow, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother." Supporting scripture this morning that you've already heard in your hearing, Paul's writing to the Romans out of the 9th chapter. I read again verses 14 and 15. "What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion." Those verses we like to speak from the thought this morning. We belong to a compassionate God. We belong to a compassionate God. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. I'm aware of that something because I considered trying to call somebody yesterday and tell them to be ready, and know whether they are mindful or not. They supposed to always have a message ready. Something inside of me just keep on telling me to go ahead. Go while I can. Do what I can while I can. Hallelujah to the name of Jesus. And my sweet friend, she would have been so disappointed this morning. So something inside of her told her, come on, he'd be there this morning. Hallelujah. So we're here this morning by the grace and the mercy of a loving God, and a God that I know that is capable, will do, and can do whatever it is that any of us need him to do. For God is a God without respect of persons. You don't have to have a title. You don't have to be all special. All you have to be is made from the dust of the ground and know that his breath is in you, in your body, and that you live day by day because of him. And so I'm so thankful to God, even for the words of encouragement. Deacon Richards told me on yesterday at Brotherhood, said, you're going to be all right in the morning. You're going to be all right in the morning. And God knows that God is able, because when you got people in your corner, when you got people praying for you and pushing you from the rear and letting you know that everything's going to be all right, then that's something inside of you will tell you to go ahead and see what the end is going to be. And so I'm just thankful to God for showing himself as God. You know, they say that God has a tendency that when he show up, he will show out. And so he has blessed us this morning through testimonies and through prayers and through the songs of Zion. And so I'm so thankful for all of the many blessings and the talents that God has put in the midst of us. I'm so impressed always with Sister Wanda, because she has a good, strong mind. A lot of us can't hardly remember our name, but she can remember so much and keep it right intact. So I commend her for being the woman of God that she is. And, you know, she don't bring us the same old stuff either. She bring us new stuff. So that lets us know that her mind is still working good and God is working in her. And she used that talent and that ability to lift up the name of Jesus. So I'm so thankful to be in the midst of a people that don't mind letting God have his way. And so it's because of the love of God that we are here this morning, his grace and his mercy, and allowed us another opportunity to assemble in this place of worship, to worship God in spirit and to worship him in truth. And we are thankful that God has blessed us. He has brought us through another week's journey. And as life unfolds itself throughout the week, some of us had good days and some had some bad days. Some had left and some transitioned to the other side. We never do know what is going to happen from one day to the next. I received a call, and one of my very dear friends that I used to work with had passed. And he's a young man, and I was so shocked to hear the news, but that happens. And so I'm just thankful to God to be able to still stand and know that the blood is yet running warm in my vein, because every one of us in here, we got our day. Every day we're a little closer to death. And so we got to live while God is allowing us to live. We got to do what we can, and we got to trust the power of a loving God. We ought to get a mindset and pray to God, Lord, help me not complain so much. Help me be thankful for things that being as well as they are. And just help me look at your goodness and your mercy. We are talking about how it's so unpredictable with the weather, but God can do what he wants to do. Know about you, but that last light bill I got, I'm about ready to turn the heat off. So it works both ways. It works both ways. We got so much to be thankful for this morning. God has blessed us, and he is yet still keeping us. And I thank him because he is a God of promise. He is a God that said that I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. And our God will go with us every step of the way. I'm thankful to God for being that kind of God that we can always depend on. One thing is for sure is that we belong to a great God. One that I found that there's nothing too hard for the Lord. There's so many things that we are confronted with in life, and sometimes it put us in a position where we shake our head or scratch our head and we hunch our shoulders and we just wonder, Lord, I just don't know. But the thing is, God knows. And if we call on him, if we trust in him, then we may not quite understand how he's going to work it out. But how many of you know God will work it out? God will do the things that we need him to do, because he is the master. He is the one that can do anything but fail. We have seen again throughout this week clips of our ancestors and the accomplishments that they made, and we find that we live in a better world because of some of the things that have been accomplished in some of our ancestors' life. And in many walks of life, we hear that they were the first African American to do this, that, or the other. But have you ever noticed they don't never talk about the second one? The third one, you don't get any prestige unless you was the first one. But look at all of the doors that have been opened. Look at all the ways that have been made. And many have followed behind them because they were just a passageway to let you know that it can happen. And so that's why we have to encourage even our young people, even today, to let them know that don't get discouraged because of what they say about the color of your skin. Know that you can go to higher heights. You can do great things. We heard of Sister Sydney this morning getting some recognition, and she goes to a predominantly white school. But look at what God can do. It doesn't matter where you are. If you want to excel, if you put your hand in God's hand, if you trust God, God will do what needs to be done. I know Judy's so happy. She just don't know what to do with herself this morning. Because we have a tendency sometimes. We got to learn how to embrace our children. We got to embrace them and continue to let them know that I'm watching you, and I'm thankful to God for the things that you are trying to do. And even though we may have some that are a little slow, that don't mean give up on them. We may have some that are hard-headed, but that don't mean give up on them. We got to still love them and embrace them and nurture them into knowing that you can make some changes in your life. They got to know that they got somebody. And unless you talk them who God is, the only somebody they know is you. They have to learn and get old enough to know that they can depend on God. Right now, they're dependent on you. And we try to plant that seed so that we can let them know that there's going to come a time when I might not be here, and you got to be able to do the things that need to be done. And that's where God comes in at. When you taught them that there is a God that will be with them every step of the way. In many walks of life, we thank God for the things that he's allowed us to do. And I'm so thankful that God declares in his word that he will do what needs to be done. If we ask him, he will be right there. Somebody need to know or be reminded this morning that we serve a God. And the God that we serve is full of love, full of compassion. And thank God he's full of mercy. If it wasn't for his mercy and his grace, where would we be this morning? Every one of us sitting here, the Bible declared through the word of Paul, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us got some yesterdays. All of us got some things that we'd like to forget that we ever done. All of us got some things that we may feel bad about. But how many of you know that God allowed you to live long enough to where you could ask him for forgiveness? You could ask him to just sort of cleanse. And one thing about God is once you give it to him, he lets it go. And you can move on forward and you can stay in the press and know that God is going to be right there by your side. I'm so glad to know that I belong to a loving God, and we got so much to be thankful for. We should be ever so grateful and proud of the strong people that God has made us to be. I thank him because he declares in his word that he will be there even when we don't think that he's there. God is right there. I'm thankful to God that somebody needs to know or be reminded that he is that God that you can turn to even in the times what we call trouble. It's good to know trouble don't last always. We got to know that this too shall pass. And there have been times that we've been going through things in our lives, and those things that have faced us in our testimony could have been one way, but we were able to say, I was going through this, but God. But God stepped into my situation. God stepped in and realized and made me understand that he hadn't left me. I thought that I wasn't going to make it, but God let me know that things are going to happen another way. The doctor shook his head and gave up on me, but God said, I'm going to look at it another way. We got so many in here this morning. If you are a believer, there ought to have been somewhere in your life that you can remember or recognize that it was God that made the difference. It was God that stepped into that situation and let you know that he is the Lord thy God. He is the one that we say sits high and he looks down low. And I don't know about you, but I thank God where David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Anybody come to bless the Lord this morning? Anybody come to give God praise? Anybody come to glorify your God? I know you want to hear a message, but you ought to want to give God some praise. He's the one that woke you up this morning. He's the one that started you on another day's journey. He's the one that knows your name this morning. And when I think of the goodness of my Jesus and all that the Lord God had done for me, my soul cries out. Anybody come to cry out this morning? Anybody got a praise for God this morning? We didn't come in here to be entertained, but we come to give our God some praise. We come to glorify him and tell him thank you one more time. That's the God that I serve this morning. That when I'm weak, God will make me strong. That's the God that I serve this morning. That lets you know that it's not about us anyway. All you got to do is trust God. All we got to do is ask and believe. Understanding that there is nothing withheld from him. His word tells us that our thoughts are not like his thoughts. Our ways are not like his ways. We look at things one way, but God looks at it totally different. And I'm so glad that God is able to look beyond even our flesh and see that there's some love down on the inside. And I look around in here and see that there are those that are still trying to make it. Even though you're going through, you're still holding on. God will make a way out of no way. He is the one that will turn things around in your favor. He's the one that steps into that situation. And just when you were about ready to give up, God stepped in. He's with us right now. That loved one that you're praying for. He's with them right now. That one that you're standing in the gap for this morning. He is with them right now. Now, they may not acknowledge it. They may not be able to see him, but because you are standing in the gap, because you are talking to God on their behalf, if God hears your prayers, if God knows your name, then God will do what you ask him to do. How many of you believe that the thing that you've asked God to do that he's already working on? I just come to share a little message with you this morning about the compassion of God. That regardless of what someone else may think, you need to know that God has his own mind. It is his own discretion as to what he's going to do. He can do whatever he wants to do. We don't have the power to say, Lord, don't bless her because I don't like her. We don't have the power, because you may be a hater, to say that I don't wish them well, but God can step into the one that you thought wasn't going to make it. Know how it is sometimes that we all about self. We want to excel. We want to be all of that, but we want somebody else to fall down. But there are times when our brother might be down, but instead of continuing to press him down, you ought to lend a helping hand. Sort of give a word of encouragement. Give him an arm. Give him a hand. And let him know, brother, you can get up out of that mess. You don't have to walk all by yourself. You don't have to live in the slums. All you got to do is trust the power of God. Compassion. Sympathy with suffering or weakness. The aspect of God's love that causes him to help the miserable and even to those that have broken his law. God is able to give them the help in their miserable situation. And then there are times that God has to show compassion for those that are dealing with some things or circumstances that were beyond your control. There are some things that come up in life sometimes that you don't have any control over. And so when you realize that there's nothing that you can do about it, you got to trust the power of a loving God. Now, it is good to know who God is, but let us get ourselves out the picture for a minute. We always want to have our say-so. You ever heard somebody say you always want to put in your little two-cent work? You don't have a two-cent work, you shouldn't have very much to say. You know, we got that from old school. That was the way of them telling us, you just shut up, you ain't got nothing to say. Let God be God. Be still and let God run his business. It's not up to us to do or to say what God can do and who God can bless and when God ought to be good to somebody. How many of you know that if God wouldn't have blessed you and had compassion on you when you was in your mess? So if he looked beyond your mess and blessed you, why come he can't do that for brother so-and-so over here? They might not be doing the same thing that you're doing, but the same token is God is a merciful God, and all unrighteousness is sin. The Bible says, what shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? Paul said, God forbid. God is a holy God. God is a God that had never, ever made a mistake. God is a God that don't know anything about sin. The only thing God knows about sin is what he sees us do. Bible says, for he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Stay in your lane. Get out of God's business and let God do what God does. God is a blessing God, and God blesses all of us. God is a God that is without respect to persons. So if God said that I'll show mercy to whomsoever I'll show mercy, then let God do whatever he wants to do. Scripture said unto Pharaoh, even though some purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Now, we know Pharaoh was a nasty fighter. But God was able to lift him up out of a situation just so he could show himself as God. There are times when things are going to happen just so God can show himself to be an all-powerful God. Therefore, have he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he harden. Thou wilt say unto me, why do ye yet find fault? For who have resisted his will? Nay, but, O man, who art thou that replies against God? Shall a thing be formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Can you change what you are? God made you. If you're short, you're going to be short. If you're tall, you're going to be tall. Some of you, if you're fat, you're just going to be fat. I don't care how many diets you go on, you're going to be fat. Don't let nobody make you feel bad because you fat. They talk about skinny folks, Slim Jim, and you don't have no meat on your bones. You are who you are. If there's going to be some changes, stop worrying so much about the outside and change this mess down on the inside. That's where you're going to do some good. You change your mindset. If you change the way that you feel in your heart, then everything else will work itself out. The Bible says, have not the potter power over the clay or the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? What if God willing to show his wrath and to make his power known endured with much long suffering, the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessel of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto his glory. We got to learn how to mind our business and let God be the God of what God does. God declares his freedom to show mercy and compassion to whomsoever he will. There is no unrighteousness with God, and there comes about a time that even the children of Israel, when they were down there and Moses was up on the mountaintop dealing and talking with God and getting the laws of God, but as soon as he got back, he found out that the people that he was leading, they were down there worshiping a golden calf that they had made. But God yet showed mercy upon them. Out of all the many times that the children of Israel disobeyed God and turned their backs on God, and some even turned to idol gods. But God said, if whosoever will turn from their wicked ways and turn away from their old God and come back to the Lord thy God, I will embrace you. I will allow you to come back. And there'll be a small remnant left. So don't worry about what they're doing. You do what you got to do. It's not about the crowd this morning. It's all about what the Lord God would have us to do. I want to let you know this morning, I'm going to get on out of here this morning. Because I believe that the Lord God is a merciful God. I know that God is a God that is full of compassion. I know that God is a God that has a healing hand. And I want to let you know as I look here in the Word of God, it tells me that there was a widow that had only one son. And this son that she had, the Bible declared that when they came into the city of Nain, that the disciples said unto him, and there were a whole lot of people in the midst. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, there was a dead man carried out, and the only son of his mother. She was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. You know how it is when somebody dies, there's always somebody to help you weep. There's always somebody to hold your hand and let you know that it's going to be all right. Here this widow woman coming out of the city realizing that my son is dead and gone. My only son that I only had, and I don't know what I'm going to do. But I want to let you know when God saw this woman, God had compassion on her. God was able to look at her and see her pain. God realized that I know that you've been crying and I know why you're crying. But I found out that the Bible said, he said unto her, weep not. There come a time you got to stop crying. There come a time you got to let the Lord wipe the tears away from your eyes. You got to know that God is a compassionate God. God said, hold up, don't take the boy no farther. For he touched him on his brow. After he touched his brow, he said unto him, arise up, my son. And the child got up on the bed. Began to talk to everybody. Don't you know when the Lord God do something for you? When God have compassion on your sin, sick soul. How many of you got a mind to tell God thank you? Is there anybody in the house this morning that realized that the same God that was right there with this widow woman, that God walks with us every day of our life, the same God that was there when you go through your trials and your tribulations, he will have compassion on your sin, sick soul. I'm so glad this morning that I got a God that sits high. I'm so glad that God is a compassionate God. I'm so glad that God allowed his only begotten son by the name of Jesus the Christ to go up to Calvary's hill. They strung him high and they stretched him out wide. He died for your sins and my sins. Anybody glad about it? That God died for your sin. Anybody know that he is a compassionate God? And I want to let you know that all God got to do is open up his mouth. For when the Lord speaks, something got to happen. I'm so glad that I serve a God that can only speak the word. And when God opens up his mouth, things are going to change. I'm glad to know this morning that we're in the midst of a people this morning that know that God is right here by our side. I want to let you know that we belong to a mighty God. We belong to a God of compassion. We belong to a God that got all love. And that love is down on the inside. And that love that God has, he tells us to love ye one another as he has loved us. Is there anybody loving anybody this morning? Oh, I know you're getting ready for Valentine's Day. You can buy all the chocolate you want. You can buy all the flowers you want. But unless you open up your mouth and say, baby, I love you, and it got to be more than mere words. You ought to be able to feel it from your heart. You ought to be able to know love because it's there. I know love because I have been loved, and I thank God for the love that I got. I thank God for every hug. Anybody need a hug this morning? You ought to know that God will hug you right now. I want to let you know this morning that you are not all by yourself. You got the Lord your God on your side, and as long as God is for you, no matter who be against you, God is a compassionate God, and God will do. He will do what he needs to do. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. I didn't even mean to preach that long. But God has been good to me. And he is working and he's still doing what needs to be done. And so there comes a time, it's not about you. It's about what God say do. And so I just had to get a little bit of that. It's a little bit of that. Now you ought to, if you want to get something out, you got to put something in. And I thank you for being witnesses this morning. Because you know who God is. God loves us. He is a loving, merciful, compassionate God. And even when you're in your most miserable state, God will be right there by your side. Don't worry about the naysayers. Don't worry about the peeping toms. Everybody looking, but God's watching. And he wants us to show that same love and compassion for one another. Think about it. If that was the only child you got, and that child is dead and you are yet still there, because most parents want to leave before their children leave. But that's not your place. That's not your call. Is still in the hands of a mighty God. But when God looked at the hurt in that little woman, all of the people that were there to console her and comfort her, but could nobody do for her what the Lord God could do? And all he had to do was just speak the word and say, weep not. It's going to be all right. Stop them dead in their tracks. Touch the child's brow or the young man's brow. Arise, my son. And immediately, the dead came back to life. That's compassion. That's love. Some call it a miracle. And we still serve the same God. So he hadn't run out of miracles. You need a miracle, get in line. I'll race you to the front of the line. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. He's just that kind of God.